They returned to the chapel. Suarez reasoned they didn't have to hunt the demon, it would find them, so the Crimson Fists could at least choose their battleground. I can fight it now. Before, when the demon whispered in my mind, I tried to deny it, to push it away. I feared my barriers would crumble. I know now that I am strong. I will listen to its voice, and thus I will know my enemy.
What is my role in this?
You must do what you do best. Fight the demon. Buy me time to do as I must. And should I succumb to the whispers after all?
My earlier promise still stands.
They stood back to back then in the candlelight, with nothing more to say to each other. They waited. They waited for almost an hour before it came again. The whispering. Cordoba turned slightly to check that it wasn't Suarez he could hear, though he knew it was not, because the voice, as before, was in his head. He could feel the familiar itch in his brain, but couldn't swear it hadn't been there a moment before. Through his proximity to Suarez, he had become well used to the itch.
It's watching us.
And suddenly, he knew where it was. He couldn't explain how. He could follow the whispers, though his ears couldn't hear them. Or perhaps it was just that he was coming to know his tormentor, how its evil mind worked. It was squatting on the altar, of course. It thought to make Cordoba falter, to doubt himself as he had before. Not this time. This creature had defiled this sacred shrine, this monastery, this world enough with its presence. It was past time it died. Cordoba's bolts tore through a heavy curtain, shredding the Imperial Aquila. The demon flew at his face, but aborted its attack run and shot upwards instead, as he swung his chainsword in a wide arc in front of him. It was flitting about above him, haunting the shadows between pools of light on the vaulted ceiling. Cordoba couldn't follow it with his eyes, so he stopped trying. He waited for the flapping of its wings, then he swung again blindly. He was rewarded by an unholy squeal. The first sound he had heard from the demon's throat since Esteban had wounded it. He didn't think he had hit it, hadn't felt any impact, but he had certainly come close. He should have thought of this, fought like this before. The demon could fool Cordoba's senses, but it couldn't fool his battle-honed instinct. He felt that, with what he knew now, he could have kept it at bay forever. He had no need to. Suarez had been hunched over, praying. Now he straightened, his eyes flashed red, and lightning leapt from his fingertips again. Unable to help himself, Cordoba looked, saw the black shape of the demon, and saw that the librarian had missed his mark by a meter. That was what Cordoba saw. His instincts told him otherwise. The demon was struck squarely. It almost seemed to have leapt into the lightning's path. It was skewered for a second, writhing in midair. Then it dropped, and only just caught itself on its wings before it hit the flagstones. Suarez attacked again as the bat demon attempted to flee. This time his lightning drove it halfway across the chapel, into the wall, and pinned it there. Somehow, however, it was still screeching, still kicking, and Suarez himself was damp with sweat, his face pained with concentration, and his legs were beginning to buckle. The demon was fighting back, and the librarian was weakening. Cordoba leapt at the demon across empty pews, firing. He cursed, as even impaled upon the lightning as it was, it evaded his bolts with impertinent ease. Instinct. And he remembered what Suarez had said to him. I will listen to its voice, and thus I will know my enemy. He could hear the whispering in his head, and it was louder than ever. He could sense that concealed within those hateful words were all the secrets of the world. He could sense that if he listened, they could tell him all he needed to know. Where his enemy was, not where it was pretending to be. Then he could deal to the demon a final, fatal blow, avenge his fallen brethren, and redeem himself. So Cordoba closed his eyes, and he listened to the whispers, and was lost.